Great, we're back. It's Laurlee Hutton, and I want to thank you so much for coming to this webinar today to talk about running a business on a lean budget and how it was possible for me to run my business on a $30 per month budget for a couple of years. And I know this topic is a little bit sensitive for some because it's a lot of us have wonder about the law of attraction, universal principles, that kind of thing. When you focus on not having enough, it can kind of create some weird things within our business. I know that was a struggle for me. I've just found, though, that being very responsible with my money has allowed me to scale up, and it's also given me a lot of room to test out and try different things in my business without feeling that pressure of having regular monthly expenses that I used to have when I had a lot of overhead expenses. I'm going to just let you know, yes, we definitely will have a recording, and I'll be sending that off to you for sure. So I thought maybe I'll just spend like maybe 5 minutes or something, hopefully telling you a little bit about my background, and then tell you a little bit about what's going, or why I think this is a really important topic for us to be talking about, and then I want to open it up for Q&A. So hopefully bear with me for about 5 or 10 minutes, and I'll do a little bit of talking, and then we'll open it up, and you can ask me any questions. And hopefully we can get some good dialogue going so that we can help others that are along this same path. I also wanted to say that right now everybody's muted, but when I open it up for Q&A, it's just for everyone can speak. So it should be, that part should be no problem. And is there anything else? There's no sales pitch at all with today's session, so this really is just for you. I'll make sure you have links so you can keep in touch with me if you aren't already, you know, on my mailing list and that kind of thing. But beyond that, this is just hopefully just a conversation that we can have so that you can do some really awesome things in your business. Oh, somebody is telling me that my audio is crackly. Can you let me know again if it still is? I just moved my headset. Okay. Crackly. Let's see. If I try this again, can you let me know, is it any better or just the same? Too close. Okay. Not better. I don't know. My input's too loud. Let me test that out. Can we try this again? Is that better? Good. Good. Thank you very much. Do you want me to start over? Was it? Start over. Okay, will do. I wonder if I should just stop the recording and start over. Yeah, for time. Yeah, we could do that. Maybe I can't. Okay. I think I know what I'll do. It looks like I can't just stop the recording and restart. So I'll just start with a new introduction, okay? And I'll do a manual cut later. Okay, so welcome. It's April 16th, where I am in the world in Vancouver, BC, Canada. And I wanted to just thank you for being here and let you know that we're going to have an open Q&A session, but I wanted to just start by telling you a little bit about my history and why, why I started doing things this way, and hopefully it will inspire you to move forward in your business without having to worry too much about the money side of things. So let's get started with that. I just wanted to jump back to 97 when I was finishing my accounting degree. I started working with a large financial software company, Intuit Canada. They're the ones who make QuickBooks and QuickTax and Quicken. And the company was really small when I started. And we moved up to 300 staff within the first little while that I was there. And I was still using QuickBooks software to actually run that multi-million dollar business. In my role as the accountant there. But what happened was that I started to become a bit anesthetized towards money. I was, depositing million-dollar checks on a regular basis, and I had really good stock options. And on any kind of whim, if I needed an extra $3,000 for something, I could just cash out a few stocks. And it was a lot of fun during that time in my life. But what I noticed later was that I was not terribly responsible with money. And when I did find myself in a position later on, at the beginning stages of running my business in 2000, that I needed to really take control and really be responsible for the money that I did have that was coming in through my business. I didn't have that backup fund all the time of extra money. But of course, when I was working at that company, I was working ridiculous hours. And that's actually why I started my own business. I thought that I would have more freedom and flexibility, and I could travel more often. And I didn't exactly find that to be true because I still have a tendency to be more of a workaholic. But anyway, that's got very little to do with the money issues. And so where's it going with that? I wanted to tell you that so when I first set up that consulting business, it was really easy for me to get started. And I know not everybody has this experience when they start a consulting business. But within the first 6 months, all I did was go to networking events. I met with people, and I built a very simple website with front page, I think was the software was used at the time. And within 6 months, I had a completely full practice. So relatively effortless. So I worked from home, and then I went into an incubator office space, and then I went back home again. I really liked working at home, but I had three stepsons that were living with us, and they, as they were getting older, I just couldn't work in the house anymore. And I was in a mastermind group, and it seemed like the right idea for me to scale up at that point. And so instead of having just a couple of freelance contractors working for me, I kept those contractors and had some full-time staff, and I moved into a downtown office space. And I ended up with a lot of overhead and a lot of expenses that, a lot of responsibilities, I guess. And very quickly, I felt like I was kind of being suffocated by the responsibility, by managing the staff. And not everybody's like that. A lot of people love having that kind of responsibility, but it wasn't really my thing. So when I decided to close that practice, actually, I guess I should step back a little bit more from that. I was introduced to the concept of leveraged income sometime shortly after I moved into that office space. And I started dreaming about what it would be like to have, to be able to create something that could then be leveraged and could I could sell again and again. And for some reason, I made it really hard for myself to figure this out. I tried a million different things, and I spent money on courses and programs and buying different solutions online, and tried selling AdSense things and making e-courses and all that stuff. That was back in 2007, 2008. And I noticed that I'd kind of gone back to that habit of spending too much money again, and I think it was a quarter end in my business, and I just took a really hard look at where the revenue was coming in, and I saw that I was spending so much of my personal time that used to be on consulting, bringing in regular revenue, and I'd shifted over to working on building leveraged income, but there wasn't really much money coming in and a lot of money going out. So I put myself on a diet, and that's where this $30 budget came in. So what I did was I kind of forced myself to find free or low-cost solutions for everything that I was tempted to buy. And I think that in itself kind of became a bit of an obsession for me. So And I guess the point of it all that I did figure it out. I did figure out how, in almost all cases, how I could find a solution for all of the little paid programs and plugins and things that everyone else was saying I needed to buy. The pressure in the market was telling me I needed to buy. That I could find something else that would work. And hopefully that's what I can help you with too, is getting over the strange mindset things that the market tries to tell us we need certain things. And I don't think that we really do most of the time. Yes, I was going to turn on this slide for you. Okay, I'm going to pop over to this. So I just want to make sure that you know that I'm not suggesting that you should never spend money. I want you to be conscious with your spending at all stages in your business. So if at the beginning you don't have a lot of revenue yet, if you can keep your costs low, it will help you create a good habit as you go through business so that your expenses are matching, I guess, matching the income that you're generating in your company. And yeah, I believe that if you can be a great steward of your money, it will support you too. So that's kind of my thought on that. So, is it almost 3 years ago I started B School, and I met with even more online business owners than I had before. And I used to find that a lot of my friends, well, in prior masterminds that I was in as well, my friends would sometimes spend up to 30,000 in their first year in startup. And I was able to kind of turn on a dime really quickly and try something out that was new. Try something out. If it didn't work, it really didn't matter that much because I hadn't invested as much cash in it. So it allowed me to move from one idea to the next idea to the next idea, which maybe isn't the best way to do things in business, but it's getting me closer to where I think I really need to be instead of feeling tied up in many parts of, you know what it's like when someone has spent a big chunk of change on something like a website or a branding program, and then once you've invested that money, it's harder to say, you know what, I don't think this is really for me, and move on. And that's what I was noticing with my friends, was that they were having a hard time letting go of something, even if it wasn't really a great fit, because they'd spent a lot of money during startup. My little favorite recent quote is action trumps fear every time. And that's kind of what I've been trying to do lately, is move forward and do things without thinking about it. Even this webinar, right? This is way out of my comfort zone. And yeah, it's out of my comfort zone. But what it's doing is helping me move somewhere else in along the spectrum of business. And I hope that you'll keep doing the same thing too. So what did I spend this $30 a month on? That's the question I get most frequently asked. And it was really simple. I mean, the only things I was really spending money on were my website hosting, an unlimited Skype long distance package so that I could still phone in to teleseminars so that I could continue learning things. I had a Skype dedicated phone number so that people could call me and it just routed through my computer. It's about $4 a month. And the domains that I bought, I used to have about 40 or so odd domains, but I was able to get them for fairly good prices. And then I would just go to a coffee shop and buy like a regular coffee at Starbucks or something and just sit there and have coffee shop days. So that was pretty much it. And then everything else, I found some kind of an alternative. And you've probably been introduced to most of these already, but things like free conference call lines and taking a WordPress theme that's free and trusted and turning it into something that you can use. And on almost everything else, like plugins and creating simple graphics. And many times I was able to go to a class or a program in exchange for testimonials when people were just starting out. So I'd have the opportunity to still, get that information product. I was able to feed that part of myself that needed to keep learning all the time. And the Microsoft Word and Excel that was on my computer, I just used that instead of buying the next version up. So that was my, longer than I thought, 10, almost 12 minutes of chatting. But I would love to just open it up and see if anyone wants to pop in and ask some questions. And so we can just go ahead and do that. I want
All
you to.
muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star six.
Okay, so what I've done is I've just changed it to Q&A mode. And if you press star six, it will unmute yourself. So that way we don't have to worry about everyone being unmuted at the same time. Candice, yeah, I can definitely share what kind of plugins I used. And you're talking about WordPress, I'm guessing. If not, let me know in the chat so that I can. Maybe one of the examples, there's things like Optimize Press, which a lot of people are using. It's I think it's $97 or $67, and it allows you to have a it allows you to have like a video and then an opt-in, and it makes your site look really cool, but it's like a landing page. There's a free plugin that does exactly the same thing. It's not quite as fancy, but let me see. I'm going to try switching over to the web. They're kind of telling me that it might slow down everything on my presentation, but let's see. Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to switch this over. I think this is going to share. Idea. Are you seeing my screen? Can somebody let me know if you're seeing something with a little video? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even explain what you were asking, Cindy. Cindy was asking if what kind of plugins that I was using, and I didn't even. Okay, so you can see the knee. Okay, so that is just a completely free plugin, and it's basically the same thing that. I just lost the name of it. Optimize Press does. So it get this one has just the video and the opt-in. And let's see what other kinds of plugins. It might be easier if you ask me for some things that you're looking for or that you might need help with, and then you can just bombard me with questions. I'll try to think of some other freebies too. Oh, what was the name of that plugin? I believe it is called Landing Pages. My thoughts. Let's see. Landing Pages theme. That's not what I meant to put. Landing Page plugin. Customized opt-in bars and plugins. Okay, so I think the best way to deal with. Hold on a minute. I'm not giving you the answer on that one first. Let's try this. That's not it. I might have to get that for you after. Let's see if I can. Into the back end of this. This is just a site that I play with sometimes. Does anyone here use be able to just log into my dashboard without typing in anything? I use LastPass and it memorizes all of my passwords for me. Just makes life a little bit easier. Yeah, LastPass is often awesome. Says. Oh, it's just called Landing Pages. And I couldn't see it when I was looking. So it's by this company called Inbound Now. If you want to jot that down, that might be helpful. Maybe it isn't listed at the in the directory. Type that in here maybe if you need it. And let's see if I can grab it from here. There. Okay. So you're asking about customizable opt-in bars. I think there's a couple of ways you can deal with that. I use Magic Action Box Pro, but I use the paid for, or sorry, the free version of that one. And that's the one that creates those little boxes at the bottom of your bottom or top of your post. So even on my site with Training Club. No, that's not right. There we go. So the opt-in box that you see at the Biz Training Club, that one is just Magic Action Box. And that's the one that I like to use most, because I really want it to look. And I'm not the best at graphics, unfortunately, but this is kind of the way it is for me. So this is the one I use most often for that. And then sometimes I just have the option that's just, and then other times, actually I've been trying to use Meg Applebee's skinny opt-in for MailChimp as well. But it hasn't been working with mine for some reason. It's not going all the way across the top, and so I need to ask for help with that. So Karen asked what video producing gear I use. Well, the thing is, I'm terrified of videos, right? So my headset microphone is really needs to be replaced. It's just a regular headset with a microphone attached, like with a microphone with a little fuzzy piece thing on it, and it was probably $30 or something. And I know that I probably could use something way better than that. But one of my podcasting mentors, she uses this headset almost exactly like this, and she sounds awesome on her. So I think it's maybe it's partially related to your computer equipment as well. So that was microphone, video camera. I'm just using the one on my laptop when if I if you ever catch me on camera, and video stuff that I do, those are either through Jing or through Screencast-O-Matic. So let me pop that up here. Jing by TechSmith. Let's see. So Jing is the one that I do most of my videos with, and it has a shows, grab this for you here. Usually just on the top of my screen. This might slow things down a bit, but it just sits as like a little bubble on the top of my screen, and it's there all the time waiting for me just to take a quick screencast. It's kind of nice, pictures and video. And then Screencast-O-Matic, that one I purchased the pro version of it, and it's only $15 a year. It's very inexpensive, and it allows me to do editing just like Camtasia, sort of like a mini version of Camtasia, and it's pretty simple to use. Kathy, I use LastPass, so that's you, can you see this little red asterisk that's right here? When this is running, this is my LastPass piece right here. And I can just click over to it, and it has a list of, I'm not sure if it's, yeah, it's still propagating. So that just, those are all of my passwords that it's got saved. So I don't have to worry about keeping any of that stuff in my head. LastPass right there. So Kathy, you're working on an online magazine and you're trying to find an inexpensive way to put short video clips in the magazine. Have you seen any other magazines that have video clips inside the magazine. And if you have, will you send me a link for that so that I can take a look? I haven't seen anything like it, so I haven't tried to solve the problem. But I would love to. That sounds really cool. I know that I can add video right into my emails. I started recently using Benchmark Email. They also have a freebie. I'll just type this in for you too while I'm talking about it. Benchmark Email. They have a free service also that's just, it's free forever as long as people are literally opting in from the web, so you can't upload anything at all. I'm trying to say that right. You can't upload a list that you already have pre-existing. So, but yeah, they have, it's completely free and you can embed videos right into the email so people can play it from there. So you upload, I think, I'm not sure if it's hosted through Benchmark. I haven't even tried it yet. But apparently, people can actually play it right from their email browser, which I think is pretty cool. Okay, So, Cindy, you're saying that you have video inside your. That's cool. That's really cool. And what are you using, Kathy, to make that work? Or, sorry, Cindy. So, Andrew, you asked about what's important to spend money on. I think that's really, obviously, it's really up to you. For me, it's I need to ask myself the question, is this, how is this going to benefit my company? Or how is this, do I need this for to make my make things better in my business in the long term? Is there it's not a really short answer to that, but maybe let's take today for an example. So part of my ego kicked in today when I thought when I realized that I couldn't use the $17 version of this session because I had so many people registered and I didn't want the ads on the sidebar. But it meant jumping up to the $70 a month version. And I don't do enough webinars to really warrant spending $70 a month. And but yet part of me really struggled with that. Like I really didn't know what to do about it, to be honest. And so I got onto a little chat with one of my friends and she asked me some questions and then she said, why don't you just try using this as a teaching moment and go from there. Her first instinct actually was to jump up there and do this professional and spend the 70. And then we talked through it. So I'm not sure if that helps, but I think it's about really asking yourself how your company will benefit in the long term from spending that money, even if it's just, $60 or $70. I think in, all of the marketing that we're inundated with on a regular basis, we do kind of become anesthetized to spending, and it just, we don't spend much time thinking about it. And just ask yourself a few questions. Thank you. I'm glad it helps listening to the process, even if it's like rambly. Yeah, Elle, I kind of don't really notice them either, but yeah, still, there's still that ego part of you that kind of says, well, this isn't pro and it's not enough. And especially as I'm logging in, they remind me three or four times if you don't want the ads. All you have to do is upgrade, and it becomes really tempting. It's like, oh, I really should do it. But so Melissa, you're asking about WordPress themes. I've tried so many different themes and I'm going to tell you about one, and when you go to their website, you won't be very impressed with it. But the thing is that it can be completely customizable. When I first heard about it, I was in a WordPress training program, and they were using it, and they made some really awesome websites with it. And it's the one that I'm using currently on my site. And I'm not a great designer, but I really could do anything with this theme if I wanted to. It's kind of, in some ways, well, this company the training company that I was taking these lessons from, they kind of compared it to thesis, because you could modify every single element of. Anyway, it's called Weaver 2. I'll type that in here just so that you have it. And I don't know, it's been around for a really long time, and their website isn't very pretty, really. But you can change like literally every element of it. And yeah, they're a stable company. They're constantly updating it, but they don't seem to have a really big desire to make it look. I guess they don't have a big desire to make their branding really solid. Does anyone want to actually jump on and ask a question outside of just the chat box, or are you doing fine this way? I mean, it's totally up to you, but it's just a star six if you want to do that. Think. Oh yeah, I could just show you on here too, Weaver 2. The Weaver theme. Oops, that's not right. I hadn't heard of Benchmark either, but I was doing some research for somebody sometime this spring, because autoresponders are really important. And I have the autoresponders feature in MailChimp in my free version, because I've been a customer since, I don't know, whenever, years and years. And but they stopped offering that as part of the free forever plan in MailChimp. And I really believe that having autoresponders set up in your business to follow, to nurture relationships and have these, I believe it's a really strong foundational piece. And without having autoresponder series set up, you're creating a lot of extra work for yourself, and you can also lose potential client relationships or building relationships. So I started looking for other programs that I might be able to recommend, and when I found Benchmark, it has autoresponders in their free version. A whole bunch of other cool things. But their opt-in boxes are ugly, and they don't have as much flexibility in the design that you would have in MailChimp, and they certainly don't have as many apps. I think MailChimp has like 400 companies that have sort of add-on things that work with it. So, oh, cool, Cindy. Used Easy Video Player, which costs, yeah. TinyMC has the options you have for YouTube, which makes it embedding super easy. Cool. Okay. So Easy Video Player. I'm gonna jot that down, Cindy, and I'm gonna see if I can find something else that may be equal, like an alternative for Easy Video Player. And just jot these down. So Hannah FLV player, and then Ultimate Tiny NC. I use that too for, not for the video player, but for other things. Yeah, Karen, that's a great question. I use Wave Accounting. It's online, and it's not perfect, unfortunately. The company is still building, and I can see that they're doing some really awesome things, but sometimes it's a bit of a mess. But what I really, really love about Wave is that it has learned what my accounting expenses are, what my typical expenses are, and it automatically syncs with my bank account and with PayPal, and so it's bringing all the transactions in, and then I just have to verify that everything makes sense. Sometimes I need to move a few expense accounts around, or it puts income into the wrong category. But generally speaking, it's good. There are a couple of other alternatives too. One of the reasons I used Wave is because I'm in Canada, and some of the alternatives that are available in the US, like Harvest, aren't really, I mean, I can use it, but they don't work with any Canadian banks. So I think if I was in the US, I would just go with Harvest because it kind of does the same thing. It syncs all of your bank accounts, it does time tracking for you, and it's free. Yeah, actually, Lindy, I would be happy to make a list of all the resources. In fact, I have an ebook, and I gave it away last month in the Free Business Training Pro Club. But I'm happy to give you a coupon to just download that for free again from my shop anytime. So it's I think 73 pages or something, and it lists and kind of explains a little bit about each of the categories and why I used what I used. So more than happy to send that to you. No problem. No problem. So Cindy, you mentioned right. Okay, so you mentioned another video one. Tail video. Okay, I'm going to go on a bit of a searching thing for this video piece because I think that's pretty important. See. Does anyone want to jump in? I'm surprised nobody's doing like the little, or maybe I'm missing something. Has anyone tried to jump in and talk and I'm missing it? WordPress training that I like or recommend. There's this company called WP Academy, and once or twice a year they do a free 2-week session, and they do some really awesome training that's free. Ella, I think you can talk from your phone or from your computer. I think it depends on the way that you dialed in, but you have the option to be online and actually have voice with your computer. I wouldn't be surprised. Give it a whirl. And then for other WordPress training, I think I just keep my eyes open for, I mean, you can, obviously, there's tons of stuff on YouTube and, I have lots of videos too. I mean, if you ever need help with anything, will you just let me know? Because I have a library of over 200 short videos that I've made for people, and I just don't load them up onto YouTube, and I don't know. WPBeginner.com. That's awesome. That's a great resource. Copywriting program questions. I think I would go to copyblogger.com and oh, there was something else recently. Another program that I grabbed. But Copyblogger definitely has some things. They have a great Copyblogger. There's an ebook called Headline Hacks that's really good. Copywriting. See if I can think of anything else. Pink Elephant, I don't know if you think of, she has, oops. She has a, no, that's not right, pinkelephant.com. That's not it. Carrie Clausen. Got. She has a freebie and stuff, so it depends really on your style. I think, oh yeah, Alexander Franzen, that's a very good point. Yeah, Carrie's got.
Hi, Laura
Oh, that's a, hi.
Lee. I'm taking a chance
I just heard
using the
someone for a
mic.
minute.
Can you hear me?
Oh, great. Is this Cindy? I
It
can.
is.
I can. Is this Cindy?
Yes,
Oh, great.
it
Good to
is.
hear you.
There must be a delay.
I think there is.
I was just wondering what you said to people when you went and did your networking. How did you get people interested in your consulting?
I mean, that's, I guess it's never exactly the same thing, but, and I don't know if it, you know, when I first started, I'm pretty sure I was really nervous and said a lot of the wrong things. Although I guess I must have sorted it out fairly quickly because I did fill my business really fast. I think I've always just been a natural at helping other people. And so when I whenever I'm at a networking event or whenever, you know, you see me in a Facebook group or something else, my first instinct is to help people. I think a lot of women are like that in general, but yeah, my first instinct is to help. And so I'd find myself in conversations with people that they were talking about something, there was some kind of pain point, and my instinct was to point them towards someone else that I might have met either at that networking event or at some other networking event. And I just continually connected people to each other. And somehow in doing that, people remembered me. And that was a, think that was a really big piece of it, was that I was just really willing to connect people. And oftentimes then people would ask me about my business, but I very rarely brought it up. I would have my business cards with me all the time. And one of the other things that I would do, and it's not as cool anymore, business cards aren't as cool anymore, but I made sure that there was white space on the back of my card all the time. And instead of writing a note for someone on a piece of paper, I would write it on the back of my business card. And so I would say, we'd be talking about whatever, and I'd have a recommendation for someone like Carrie Clausen with Pink Elephant. And I would write on the back of my card, Carrie Clausen, Pink Elephant, and then hand them the card and say, this is what I was talking about. And that seemed to really, for one, people kept my card a little longer, I think. And I don't know, I think
That's a
it's just
great
a
idea.
natural way of doing things. I mean, yeah. I think we can do that in the online world too. I don't know exactly how, but probably, you know, 70% or more of the people that I connect with online will never be a customer, but they may, I don't know if it's just, you know, earning goodwill points or something, but I think that they will either remember me at some point down the road, 2 or 3 years down the road, or they'll tell someone else. I think it just kind of works that way often.
I think that's awesome. Thank you.
How about you? How do you do it, Cindy?
Since I do web design, I basically will always ask someone if they have a website. And if they don't, it's like, why not? And if they do, then I just ask them about if they do, I just ask them questions about their website, if they like it, what they, you know, just more about it. I don't try to sell myself, and they are very interested in what I can do for them. I just do it in natural conversation. But I love your idea
With
of
the consultant.
putting notes on the business card.
It works really well. Really well. So my business was an accounting consulting business, and I taught people how to use QuickBooks mostly. That was my high ticket price offering. And usually when I would just mention QuickBooks, if they were familiar with it or they used it, you would immediately see like pain on their face.
Yeah, I bet.
It's not very user friendly if they didn't. And so that, or their parents used it, or you know, a friend used it, and they'd be like, "Oh my God!" Do you, like, and immediately they would start telling me about something that was wrong. And so I think I always had a little bit of a, I don't know, maybe that was just it, right? Is that I was working with something that people really struggled with, and I made it simple for them. I was able to just, usually I could just solve their problem in a discussion, get them to try something. And didn't cost me anything. I was already there at the event anyway.
That's great.
Okay, so what else do you have here? Oh yeah. So Andrea has asked me what other networking events I went to, and that sometimes there's, finding the right type of event or mixer is challenging. And this isn't, don't worry about it being off topic, Andrea. It's great. I mean, it's all part of building your business, right? I really, really liked the eWomen Network. I was part of that for 7 years, and I think it was because it really attracted a crowd of people who were serious about business. Although, I'm going to sound a little bit snobby here for a minute, and I don't mean to be, but there were a lot of other networking events that I went to that only had people who were in MLM businesses. And not to say that an MLM business isn't a business, but it already has a framework set up, and so they have a different set of challenges and experiences than someone who's building a business from scratch, who has to create their own foundational pieces and their own structure, and their own marketing. And so being at events with people who were like 90% of attendees were in an MLM type business, I found that wasn't the best place for me to be, especially because most of them didn't even like they didn't have to deal with their accounting software or anything. And I also felt like very much like I was kind of the they were just trying to pitch me on buying into their business model, and I already had a business, so I wasn't really interested in it very much. So I tended to stay away from the events that were, that had more than 50% of people who are in MLM type businesses. I also didn't fit in very well in those early morning BNI mixers where you're expected to bring referrals for everybody in the group. Wasn't a great fit for me. I like to just do things spontaneously that way, and yeah. So I don't know if this is exactly answering your question, but I think you kind of have to try things out and see if you can get a free invite from somebody. Try out some and find places that you feel like you really fit. And I don't think it's ever a wasted experience because you're still meeting people. And the more people you meet, the more experiences you have, and the easier it is to go to the next one. I'm not sure. Does that help? Awesome. Good. Good, good. Let's see. Does anyone else want to jump in? I'm guessing that Cindy actually was able to just unmute herself from her computer. So if you want to do that. Hey, Meg. I didn't see you here before. Great to see you. Hi. We've only got 10 minutes left on the hour, so if we don't have any other questions, I can just wrap it up. Completely up to you.
Hi, Laurelie. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Hi.
Melissa, thank you so
Hi,
much
Melissa.
for having the class today.
Absolutely.
I know
Is,
you
um,
stray away from the services you offer, but I wanted to get an idea of what services you actually sell, because I still feel unclear.
you wouldn't be alone on that, Melissa. A lot of people ask that question, and I think it's because I'm trying to figure it out for myself. I can offer a lot of different services. I help. I still help some clients with, like, in the background of their sort of like a tech VA, but I try not to do that as much as possible because even though I can, I don't feel it's the best use of my time. And what I'm trying to do is finish. I have about, let's see, last year I started building products. I guess it wasn't just last year, but a couple of years ago, I started building products. And I had, when I was doing my inventory, sort of an assessment of what I'd done over the past year, I realized I had 51 unfinished products at the end of December last year. And it was kind of overwhelming. So what I'm hoping to do is to just keep finishing up one, at least one every month, and adding it to my shop. And in the meantime, I'm giving that away every month that I release a new product. I'm giving it away to everyone on the free business training club. What did I show you that before? I'm not sure if you've seen it before, but this offer right here. And I may have some classes coming up in the future, and I'll definitely let you know about that too. Not sure if that helps.
Yes, it does. I guess I just feel hesitant about which services I should be asking if you have references versus which one you do. For me, I'm specifically interested in potentially hiring someone to do the WordPress website.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not certain if that's a product you offer or if you have a specific group of people that you refer.
Yeah, I do actually have some people that I can refer to you, and that would probably be the best. I also have a program for people who want to create a website and have me do the initial setup, and then they finish it. It's very low cost. It's under $160, and so I basically get the beginning part of the website set up for you, and then go in and add your branding pieces to it, and you know, your own about page and the copy, and then you're part of a small Facebook group. So that's an option too. Not sure if that would help you or not, but I really believe that if at all possible, that a new entrepreneur should have complete ownership of their website and know how to run it so that they can make changes and not be reliant on someone else. I mean, it's, I believe, also in outsourcing and having your VA support you and all of those kinds of things. But you know how sometimes you might end up in a, where you have an opportunity to do, like I had a business giveaway opportunity recently, and I was able to add an extra 100 people to my email list. But if I had had to schedule that and send it to my VA to have the page set up, I would have missed that opportunity. And so I think it's really important to at least know how to do the basics. So because I believe in that principle, I'm trying to really step away from doing it for people. If that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much for answering my question. And I love it.
Thank you. And if
for you to include,
oh, sorry?
Maybe in an email about the initial, for me, I'm just having a hard time starting. I'm at the point where, you know, if it takes too long, you're just supposed to consider hiring.
Yes, I completely agree with you. And that's actually what the Quick Start website is kind of about, is getting that initial part sort of done really quick. I do it in 24 hours. It only takes me about an hour to do it. I just kind of flip it over and give it back to you, and then it's part of a group. So if that may suit you, and if it doesn't, I'm going to find somebody. I'll make some recommendations of people that can help you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for asking. Joe, yes, there's going to be a recording. I'm assuming that everything worked out fine with your recording. And thank you, Melissa. I really appreciate you jumping in. That was awesome. Kathy, you asked, how do I find help? I bet you're actually more techie than you think you are. But what kind of help do you need, Kathy? Do you want to, like, do you have a sense of what things you might need? And if you want to jump on the call, you can do that too. Just talk to me. Elle, I'm wondering if you're asking about Squarespace. I think Foursquare, am I wrong about that? But isn't Foursquare an e-commerce solution? Squarespace would be your own domain name. And it's not like Blogspot, not really at all. It's a good platform. A lot of people are switching over from WordPress to Squarespace that are looking for more, I guess, a bit more freedom in their design elements. I don't know if it really is more freedom or if it's just a personality thing, but But I know quite a few people who are moving over to Squarespace. Oh, good. Yeah, that's the one you were asking about. Yeah, the AWeber. Right. We were talking about this the other night, weren't we? And, you know, there are so many people who use AWeber. I'm sure that you could get somebody in the group who might want to just do a really quick, that might be able to help you with this. I don't use AWeber on a regular basis. But let's see if we can find somebody for you that can just like swoop in and help you out with those couple of things. Cause it sounded like you, there was something wrong with the templates. Is that something like that? Yeah, we'll help you. We'll make sure that you get some help with that. Cause it's not fun to be struggling. Marty has just asked me if it's best to put money into training versus developing content. Yeah, okay, I have a really strong opinion about this. I really believe, Marty and anyone else, that you already have all of the information you need right now to get started. I believe that we're at the exact right place at the right time. And partially because I spent so long stuck in this place of not wanting to actually sell a product that I created, I feel very passionate about saying, yes, you absolutely need to finish the product first. It's like the minute I put that one ebook up on my website, even though it doesn't sell very much, I'm giving it away almost all the time, having that one product on my website has given me so much new freedom. I'm being asked to guest post often. I've been asked to participate in giveaway programs that help me build my list. I've doubled my my email list in the last 6 weeks, and I've made more money this year than I did all last year. Already, it's only May, and I can't say that it's 100% contributed to having finished a product, but I think it does help you unlock something. And that's part of, you know, action trumps fear. It's just moving forward and actually doing that one thing. So I think bar none, finishing a product or an information product or some kind of content that you can say is for sale, even if you are giving it away, like if it's actually available for sale and you choose to give it away, different thing. I think that's still better than buying more training. Doesn't mean you shouldn't be doing more training, because I think that that's essential as well to keep learning, but you already have everything you need. So glad that you popped in, Cindy, to help Kathy. That's awesome. So I see something on the desktop. What that is? Okay. Cindy, are you saying you didn't have an opt-in on your website yet? Yeah. I've always had some kind of a freebie that you could download, but. For me, it was actually having something that you could buy. It was this piece right here, actually having a shop. You know, I'd always been talking about how I wanted to have an online shop where I sell something, but I didn't make one. Just craziness. And so now I have little things in there that you can buy. Not to say I must be logged in as myself, so you can't even see anything. Okay, never mind. There's actually things in my shop. Did somebody just say something? Yeah, Cindy, if you don't have one on your web design site, go ahead and just give people an option to jump in on your list. Connect with you. And I know I don't have it all right. Like, no, I don't even have it close to right yet. But, you know, Melissa, the other question that you had for me was about services. And maybe I should have told you this all up front, but I've really struggled with having my domain name, LauraLeeHatton.com, as my business. It's been really weird for me being branded as myself, even though it was something I really thought that I wanted. And so I have a new website that I'll be launching in the next, well, it should have been up already, but it isn't, called Her Portable Biz, and it's for people, for women especially, who are trying to create that freedom and flexibility type business. You'll have some tech in it, but it's going to be really light on the tech side. And then I probably will talk a lot more on this blog, LauraLeeHatton.com, about the things that I'm really fascinated with about online business in general. And I'll leave that other site as a place for training for people that are creating a portable online business but don't want to know about all the techie things. So I'll make sure to let you know about that as soon as that's ready. I think maybe we don't have any more questions, and it's just a little bit past the top of the hour. Okay. Thank you, Marty. Maybe I can also say don't spend too long on the product. Oh, there was something I saw that... maybe I'll send this out in a link for you as well. It was a little challenge from somebody that I follow online, and it's a challenge to create a product in a day, and it's really doable. Like, you can get something done and created in a day. Oh, Karen, how long did I work on the Automate Your Biz, like that ebook? Is that what you're asking about? If it is, well, I actually spent 3 days without a shower working on it. So 72 hours, and then I guess I was doing some other work before that as well, but the night that I sent it out to you, I was, yeah, sort of 3 full days, not showered, just sort of working on it in crazy mode, crazy person mode, but yeah. And so then the one that's coming out later this coming up month, I haven't spent much time on it yet, kind of an outline, and it's in that idea stage. And then I'll probably do the same thing, just power in and get it. I don't know if it's great, Karen. I think it's a bit crazy, but it's totally doable. The ebook that has the crazy name, sort of, I don't know. I originally called it Online for 30, or How I Run My Online Business for $30 a Month. That one, really the bulk of it was done in 1 day. And then I did editing and things over the rest of the next week and offered the first class. People paid to attend that class and got the free ebook, or got the ebook along with it. And that was 7 days from start to finish. Is there a layout? There's so many ways that you could be doing this, and people are teaching lots of different methods, but I just outline Microsoft Word. I mean, it's not fussy at all. I could show you, if you wanted to, I could show you exactly what it looks like. Let's see, should be able to. So I just make sure that everything has like a header, title. How about your biz? Why can't I see that? Okay, I'll just show you this one. It's not something you would have ever seen. Oh, right. I moved everything into a different folder. See the inside of my computer. So I keep all of my folders in something that syncs. Right now I've just moved over to box.com. I don't know if that would help you to see all that too. Creative Live did something on, what was it, Marty? Was it About creating ebooks? Okay. Amazon, yeah. I don't know that it needs to be that complicated. Most people really just need to read it in, PDF mode or something like that. I see this book. I'm losing my mind. Okay. Since I'm just going to go here because I can't seem to find it. And so this is just an ebook I made about the Kinston formatter, which is like a tool that you can use for turning books into Kindle. And so I just have like a cover page right here, and then the table of contents is a header one, and then this is an actual table that's inserted, and then I generally have a footer that looks something like this. So I have the name of it, and sorry, I should just double click on that so you can see it. Footer, and then my email address and the page number. And then I just go into the body of it. So there's like I use these header type features, keep all of my text as a normal text. And then if I decide to change things throughout the whole, and yeah, and then so there's heading one, heading two things. It's pretty basic. And then I just save as a PDF, and just be fine with that. Just choose PDF and then save it, and that's it. I don't know if that's good, if that helps you or not. Kathy, you said on my Facebook page, how do you make the pink buttons? Oh, pink buttons. Let me just, it's just a graphic, so you could make a graphic with anything. But the one that I would have used there, let's see. I probably just chose a shape. I'm almost always doing this stuff in Word, which sounds crazy, but it's true. So I would just do something like this, and then that crazy pink again. And I don't know what to type in here. Facebook button. That doesn't look very exciting. And choose something like that. And oh wow, making that bigger. And then the font that I like to use, whatever that might be at the time. And then I just use this at the bottom. Oh, Lisa, go ahead. Your kids are more important. I just use a snipping tool and I snip that as a JPEG or something. Does that help? Oh, right. Okay, great. Okay. So I just save it and then, oh, right. This one specifically for Facebook, I think it has to be like 174 pixels by 55 or something like that. So why don't I just save it to my desktop? And I'll do that. And then, this is like the most non-techie way to do this. I hope there's nobody on the call that's a graphic designer and is offended by my style. So I'm going to open it with Paint, just like really, really simple. And somebody just asked if I use PixLR all the time. Yeah. But not for this stuff, because I don't know how to actually make little boxes or buttons in PixLR. But I could take this image that I created over to PixLR and edit it there for sure. But in this case, I would just want to actually make it the right size. So if it was 174, I'm not sure that it is, I would resize it so that it's the right size and then save it again and then upload it. That's it. Does that help? Oh, how do I connect them inside Facebook? Was that the other part of the question? Let's go to Facebook. And let's just wrap this up pretty soon, I think. Okay. Oh, it was this page, right? Okay. I don't do very much on my business page at all. But I think you can just edit right here. Wait a minute. Yeah. So you just click edit, edit settings. Maybe that's not it. Oh yeah, you can just change the image right here. That's it. Marty's just asked if we should know basic HTML. I don't. Doesn't hurt to understand a little bit of it, but if you ever need to know anything, you can just Google it, like specific to the thing that you're working on. So I don't think that you need to go and take a class on HTML before you start. Certainly not before you set up a WordPress site anyway. Yeah, that's pretty easy. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up because I think we're over time and some people have needed to leave already. And yeah, it's been great. Thank you, thank you. Thanks. oh, maybe one last thing before you go. Just remember that all of this is completely doable. And if you have any kind of money issues at all, and there's something that you feel like you really need before you can move to the next step, please, please send me a note. And I'll help you figure it out because it's save the money for the good stuff. Like use your money to spend it on, you know, if you need a coach for an hour or if you, there are other things that you can spend your money on besides these little tools and gadgets that can just be a bit of a drain on your business building. Okay. And yeah, Lisa, there will be a recording. I hope. I hope everything will work out fine and I can send you the recording. So, thank you so much for being here today. And I look forward to staying in touch with you, okay? Bye for now. Oh, where do I send chocolate? some virtual chocolate. That would be great. Cool. Okay. Bye for now. I'm going to stop the recording. Bye for now.